you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't act like I ain't shit.
Yeah, don't treat me like them when you know I'm him.
Yes,
like,
yes. Exactly. So I don't want to say I pushed back on it, but I think it's kind of fake to be fake, you know, humility.
No, don't fake your humility.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
I mean, man. like we talked about, it's okay to, you know and still have a humbleness about you is okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't also think you're going to walk all over me either.
Exactly.
That's key.
I think when it comes to humility, it's I just don't really need, when you know your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
I don't really need a review. No. I don't need a customer to pat me on the back. I don't need the manager to.
I don't need your little incentive plans. I go, no. Yo, you, the employee of the month. I this one time I was actually employee of the month. They were doing my
okay.
job. And I looked at my GM. I said, just give it to somebody else. I said, thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah.
But I'm here to do a job. This is what we're supposed to do naturally.
And that's nice because you didn't need it.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do. And there's nothing wrong
with
that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Some people need that pat on the back or that a little bit of encouragement. Let them know that they're doing well, which is fine. You know, that's how they, some people need their ego stroke.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we are exploring confidence versus competence. Psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger, they wrote a paper describing how people with low abilities grossly overestimate their competence. We're going to look into being self-aware at the skills we have at work. But mm-hmm. first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I mentioned this concept of the show when we did a show with Omar. It was either controlling your tables or judging your tables, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
And that's where I first wanted to explore the topic. And actually, you are the one that said, we should do a show on that. And I wrote it down. Well, here we are.
Exactly.
And I was first introduced to this concept by a mentor of mine midway through my career serving. He talked about having high confidence and low competence and things like that. And generally, certain people, they're usually high and low of mm-hmm. one or the other. So we're going to talk about what that means and the key to each, we're going to shed light onto what it means to have high competence and low confidence and how it relates to
mm-hmm.
our jobs, our restaurant industry.
Almost the fake it till you make it.
That's a part of it, but that's more motivational stuff and manifestation
mm-hmm.
things. Is faking it till you make it. And that's a little incomplete, but we could talk about that too. What do you think the difference is between confidence and competence?
Well, competence to me is actually knowing, having the knowledge of knowing something.
Mm-hmm.
And confidence is what you exude to the world.
Okay. So what you exude to the world is confidence is a part of it.
Okay.
Let's just say that confidence is how good you think you are.
Yeah, at okay. something. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And competence is you're actually how good you actually are
mm-hmm.
at something. Let's just say that you're starting a new job or a new skill, you may not be very good.
Yeah.
So your competence is low.
Low, yeah.
And when you, let's talk about, in the case that you embrace the fact that you're not that good at something, both your confidence and your competence are low.
Yes.
Right? So you have that certain humility about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of personality who recognizes that their competence and confidence are low, you can teach that person.
Absolutely.
Because
they can grow.
Absolutely. And throughout this show, try to imagine either you're hiring a certain type of personality or you're working with a certain type of personality.
And I've definitely worked with those people that have the confidence, but they're not confident.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're hard to work with.
Yes.
Okay, because they'll come in thinking they know what's best, and they have no idea.
Those are what I call the I know people.
Yeah.
You know, you tell them something. Oh, I know.
But do you know?
But do you?
You didn't even take a chance to listen.
Yeah.
Take a chance. Digest what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then you actually know.
Yes. So we're jumping ahead just a little bit. Let's stay on the low competence, low confidence type of person. And have you an avatar for such a person? Is there someone that you can think of that has that humility about them?
I mean, I know myself when I first started at a restaurant, I usually have that outlook going in.
Yeah.
No matter what my confidence level is in the real world, my outlook going in is you need to digest. Anything takes time. You need to kind of see for yourself so you can see where you're at.
You're kind of old school with that, though.
Yeah.
Because when I start a job when I start a new place, you may know some things.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't know the majority of how they do it.
You don't know how to do it. Exactly. And we talk about this a lot of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, just understanding where your place is at.
Yes. And I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
Understand that you may not know everything, but don't be all confident where you think that you're going to outshine everybody. Mm-hmm. You can't be taught anything. When I first started not a new place, but you know, the place where I work, I was learning from the bussers. Like I told you, my man Pedro taught me stuff. And he is a very good teacher because he allows you to make mistakes and then he shows you a better way.
Yeah.
But if I was a person that just, you know, I know, I would not have...
You wouldn't learn anything.
I wouldn't have learned anything. Yeah. And we're just talking about where to place things in the dish pit area, why we do certain things, why we turn napkins a certain way.
All these little things, but they give your restaurant a certain flow.
Efficiency,
okay? When you come in and you try to change the game and it just doesn't work, and then now you're not efficient.
When he goes on vacation, he goes on vacation. Like in the summertime, he goes for almost 2 months. He goes away for like 9 weeks. It takes two bussers
to do his job.
I
believe it.
That's how efficient he is.
Yeah.
Everyone is running around like the tails cut off.
Chicken with the head cut off.
Chicken like the head cut off, chasing their tails.
Uh-huh.
And I tell him, I said, you're too good for your own good. Because no one understands the scope of the things that he's able to do.
Yeah.
So I was able to learn from him, but I didn't know that he was valuable. I just knew that I didn't know much. So, and I had many years of experience, but that doesn't always translate into every place that
Experience is experience. It shows you, you know, that you're a great server or this, that you understand the business.
It's an ability.
Yes. But you have to adapt to any place you're at.
Yes. You have to be able to apply your abilities. And that's where your competence is the application of that knowledge. And that is huge. So now let's get into the second personality that you referred to. I believe it to be the lack of competence, but your increased confidence. The I know type of person. Mm-hmm. You're right. They may never learn anything because they're full of themselves.
Yeah.
So then
They already know. What do you know, though?
You know, you can't teach them.
Exactly. You know, you can't teach them.
And the minute I meet somebody like that, I write them off. I don't have time for you.
You can't. I mean, you have to.
You have to. Because you got stuff to do your damn self.
If you're not willing to learn, then what are we doing here?
What?
I find those are the ones that are usually, always in the manager's ear, or they're that person that either always needs help, always needs something. Okay. But when we were trying to teach you in the beginning, you didn't want to hear it. So now you just prolonged what you were going to learn anyways.
It's only a matter of time before it catches up to the surface.
Yep.
And managers aren't stupid. I mean, we all have our odds with them, but they're not. They know. Yeah, they know what people are doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They know when people are just kind of faking the funk.
Yeah.
But they tend to have this an overall view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to try to cut their nose off to spite their face. Hopefully.
So
they'll let them they'll deal with people's mm-hmm. personalities and things like that because
they don't want to be stressed out themselves.
They don't want to be stressed out themselves, and they don't want to be caught short.
Exactly.
So they'd rather deal with half a dude than no dude.
Yeah.
You know, because then that's
there's a body there. There's a body on the front line.
Yes. Yes, that's important. They put a body on the front line, and sometimes when I was fresher face in the industry, I never understood that. I used to think, like, how could they deal with this person?
Because they're pawns in the chess game. You move their interchangeable pieces.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, they know. They could see. Because a lot of times, they got nothing else to do but to observe everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They see how you work. So you might think that you're getting away with something, but they know.
Yeah.
They're like parents sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, they let you talk. Yeah. You know,
they're watching from a distance.
They're watching from a distance for sure. And so let's when you've mastered a skill and then the person and the personality emerges, such as high competence with low competence. With low confidence.
So high competence with low confidence.
High competence, low confidence. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's almost like when I take Kung Fu on Fridays with my teacher. I think of him when I think of high competence, low confidence, because he keeps saying, "There's so much for me to learn. There's so much for me to learn," and so
he's the master Padawan.
Yes, you know he knows that you're never done. You're never done.
You're always a student in life.
And there's a certain humility to that type of personality when there's always something else to learn, because may not be always learning the same thing. You know, you're not learning to serve. But then you learn a little bit more about psychology. You learn a little bit about when you do this certain thing.
Yes.
You know, you learn all these little things.
You're tweaking.
And you're modifying and you're applying mm-hmm. more and more skills because
leveling up, baby.
Leveling up. And I do that. What did I learn the other day? I'm still learning something. I learned something the other day and I was like, man, I'm going to use that. I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've said it many, many times before.
We've taken gems. We've given out gems on the podcast. We've taken gems from the podcast, from guests or from, you know, people calling in or just learning while we're trying to teach at the same time.
I think good teachers are good learners.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how many times that, and it's always coming from an unlikely place.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, that is really good idea or attitude to have or something like that. And our job, for me, the time when I've become successful is when my attitude changed.
Oh yeah.
Once my attitude changed.
I think me and you solved a problem. It was in the studio or something around, and it came from a kid. One of our kids said, we were talking about something like, why don't you just do this?
Yes.
And we were like,
Was it the fan?
Yeah.
We solved the overheating problem with the fan. It was like, you know, and listen, we were constantly in that mode. So I think for me, not that I'm saying, oh, I'm a Kung Fu master, so to speak, but I do have a fair amount of competence.
Yeah.
But my confidence is low
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going around thinking that I know it all.
No, and that's the key. That's just being humble in the end, too. But it falls on the lines exactly what we're talking about.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, humility.
Humility.
You don't have to be humble, though.
No, you don't.
You know, I don't. I'm not one of those people that think that morally we should dictate. Like, I remember people used to kill LeBron James, so to speak, about not being humble. I'm thinking, why does he need to be
humble?
He doesn't
need to be humble. He's LeBron James.
He's the best player in the world.
Yeah.
How among us would be humble in that situation? And you know how hard it must be to be like, oh, well, you know. You're like, I could beat anybody anywhere, anytime.
I got this.
You need me.
Okay. I know you need me.
You don't have to be a jerk.
No.
But
exactly. You don't have to be an asshole, but you need to know your worth.
Yes.
Know your worth.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
I know that you know that I know that you know you need me.
You know you need me.
You know you need me. I'm not going to be a jerk about it.
No, but you know.
But don't dismiss me.
Yeah, no.
Don't act like
I'm. Don't treat me like them.
Yeah.
But you know I'm him.
Don't act like I ain't shit.
Yeah, don't treat me like them when you know I'm him.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Exactly. So I don't want to say I pushed back on it, but I think it's kind of fake to be humility.
Don't fake your humility. Yeah,
yeah, come on.
I mean, like we talk about, it's okay to, you know and still have a humbleness about you is okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't also think you're going to walk all over me either.
Exactly.
That's key.
I think when it comes to humility, it's I just don't really need, when you know your self-worth, I don't really need a review.
No.
I don't need a customer to pat me on the back. I don't need the manager to.
I don't need any of your little incentive plans. I go,
no.
Yo, you, the employee of the month. I this one time I was actually employee of the month. They were doing it.
Okay.
Job. And I looked at my GM. I said, just give it to somebody else. I said, thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah.
But I'm here to do a job. This is what we're supposed to do naturally.
And that's nice because you didn't need it.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do. And there's nothing wrong
with
that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
some
that.
Some people need that pat on the back or that a little bit of encouragement. Let them know that they're doing well, which is fine. You know, that's how they, some people need their ego stroke.
And you said a mouthful. Ego's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
And the danger, the reason why I don't particularly gravitate to the praise is because what happens when you don't get it?
Exactly.
You fall into the pit, into the abyss. And that's just natural. You might think that you don't, but if you need something, the lack of it is going to
crush you.
Murder you.
It crushes you.
And so I've learned to pick myself up and give myself everything that I would require from another.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have this self-sustaining thing where you know when you did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
You know when someone is smiling and is happy and things like that. They don't need to go online and write a review and puff me up and things like that. No. I always like to be silent.
Yeah. Give me that. You know, they thank you on the way out. They say those little things. That's more what I look, I'm happy with.
Say it with cash.
Yes, exactly.
Say it with cash.
Show me how much you love me.
I don't need the words. I can't span the words. Just say it with cash. Say it with cash. Honestly, if you love me, show me.
Show me.
Otherwise, how will I know?
Exactly.
You know, you did a good job. Come on now. You're working for, for a living here.
Exactly.
And so a friend of mine was telling me about getting recognition at work or something like that. Like, I don't think it was a review or some customer feedback. And I said, you get paid for it? Then it means nothing.
Yeah.
Means nothing. Hey, can you cash that in? Can you cash that in? And some places, God bless them, they do.
Yeah. Actually, at my job, that they're doing a thing. They do a thing called, they give you bucks. It has the restaurant thing plus the bucks at the end. So you're allowed to, every month, for every review, you get $25 that you can spend in the restaurant.
Okay, that's smart because they're not giving you hard cash and
then,
and you know, it's unrealized gain so they can.
Exactly.
That's very smart, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. I wouldn't really want to spend it there.
Yeah, that's my only issue. I don't want to. Yeah, if it was for all the restaurants in my restaurant group, I'd be okay with that.
Yes.
Because sometimes you just want to get away from your.
Yes.
Your spot. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not the one to come in on my day off.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to stay later and longer. I like work to be work.
And life to be life.
Life to be life.
It needs to be that way.
Yeah, give me something that I could walk out the door with.
Yes.
Okay? And it may sound cynical. I don't know how it sounds. How does it sound to you? Leave me a comment. You know, you can comment. We're on YouTube. It's a direct way of contacting us. Or you can follow us on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast or email us, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. We want to know from you. And a really good way to support the show is to like, subscribe, share. Share it with a friend. It really helps us. It takes very little effort on your part. Just many people are doing it. Do your part as well. And it really helps us to move forward with things. And we're really appreciative of you. And it would be nice to know it from you as well. And let's get into the fourth personality on this confidence and competence scale. All right. The fourth one is the ones who have mastered they have high competence and high confidence.
Okay.
And let's talk about that one for, because we touched upon it.
Yeah.
There is a difference between arrogance and confidence.
Absolutely.
Okay. And sometimes people mistake the two. Confidence without humility is arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it appears to me.
That is perfect.
Yes.
You couldn't have worded it any better.
And it's an observation of what you can use to continue to learn about these personalities. High confidence, high competence. We used LeBron James as a thing. It could be a little bit off-putting. But as long as the person isn't an a-hole about it, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just an uber confident person. You know what you bring to the table. You have your confidence high.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. But you already know that who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So this person going to think there's room to grow? No, not at all. Would I hire that person? Yes. But you can't hire two of those people.
No, exactly.
You got to blend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to blend with some personalities that that are high competence, low confidence, or low confidence and low competence. I'd take that any day.
I tell people, I'd be at my job, the people would be complaining or bitching about something. I go, you need those people.
You need them. Yes.
You need those people when you want to pick up a shift.
Yes.
Okay. You need those people that want to leave a little bit early so you can make your money all year round.
Yes.
You need these pieces.
Yes.
If everybody is doing, like you said, the high confidence and high competence, we don't, you know, then we ain't making no real money. Okay. Because everybody wants to stay there. Everybody gets it all.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians. You really need different levels and different personalities because there's different levels of shifts.
Yeah.
Now, if you all had high confidence, you cannot give them all, you know, the shifts that are, they're not working one of them.
No.
Of the crappy shifts. There's too much ego. There's not enough cohesiveness. You need that electricity to go by. You know, to go around.
Yeah.
If they're all electrons, they repel. It's just nature.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to nature, baby.
Get back to nature.
And it is such a mistake when people, like some restaurant people that run restaurants, they say, I need all stars. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's a headache.
You need
a problem.
You need filler pieces.
Who are you going to teach and who's going to teach who?
Exactly.
High confidence ain't teaching nobody.
No, you need filler pieces.
You need filler pieces, yes.
You don't win championships. Okay, even in sports, look at the Bulls. You need a Michael Jordan, but you also needed a John Paxton. You needed
every
a Horace Grant.
You needed, every last one of them.
You know, you needed those things because you can't have the leader without having the pieces that ride the wave with you.
And you can't pay all the leaders.
Exactly.
You know, look at all the super teams. They blew up in quick, fast,
and
hurry.
Yeah, they're in and out because they get that salary cap comes in.
The salary cap caps in and the egos come in.
Yeah.
Look at Kevin Durant left the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't won since. I'm not saying that's a complaint, but I'm just saying
Exactly.
Too many chiefs.
Too many chiefs.
Too many chiefs. You got to have some Indians in there. So when you're putting your restaurant roster together, you have to keep that in mind. Yes, you need those all-stars. You need the people that are going to be cool, calm, and collective, the people that can solve problems, the key employees that can handle things for you.
Yeah, and you really only need like one or two per shift. You know, that's the idea. And then you can...
One or two per roster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's an overall...
it's a conglomerate, yeah.
Yeah. What you can't deal with is people that... don't want to learn, then you can't teach. You can't deal with that.
You can't.
You shouldn't have any, if possible. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. Oh, is it? It's possible.
It's, nah. I mean, nah, there's always going to be one.
There's always going to be
one. There's always going to be one.
Somebody got to get fired. You got to lay down the law.
There's always going to be one.
Yeah, always going to be one. You just lop them off every once in a while just for effect.
Just for effect.
Tell us about what you think your dynamic is in your restaurant.
Yeah, for yourself. What are you, what do you, where do you rate yourself on that confidence, competence scale?
Rating yourself is kind of rough.
Or
even do you have the wherewithal
to know
the self-awareness to know? I really don't think that people are the best person to ask about you. So tell me about yourself. Useless question.
Yeah. And people say that, and I usually say, why don't you ask them or ask her? They'll give you a better and more honest opinion than I will.
I'm going to tell you what I think you want to hear.
Yeah. I want to hear. A little bit of both.
Exactly. Exactly. Come on now. And I, God forbid, I haven't been on an interview in...
I know, right?
You know, you hear those like interview questions like, can you remember sitting down on an interview and not knowing if you're going to get the job?
No.
Because most of the time you sit down to the job that you got to in.
Yeah.
And then you...
Especially in our business. You got to know somebody to get in anyway. So usually you
the
have
good
the
places,
job...
The good
places, yeah. Usually you have the job waiting for you as long as you have the connection when you walk in the door.
Yes.
That's really the key, is the connection.
If you walked in off the street, that job may not be shit.
No, exactly.
Somebody got to tell you...
You need some research.
Come over here.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, yeah. You need the research.
You need the research.
You need all of it. Okay.
All of it. You need the leg up.
Yeah.
The handout.
Mm-hmm.
The hookup.
All the above.
We'll leave you on that one. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Subscribe, 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 people.
See you next time.
Later. Quick's a five-starter, stay spitting the flame. Got the game in my name, team banging the dame. Shit's done changed, from the bus to the brain. Cop flip, new whip, new chicken and chain. Son, I maintain, never caught a bloodstain. I'm the mainframe of this BMR thing. And my campaign ain't champagne and cocaine.